I saw a UFO or I saw something recently. I haven't posted it online, but now I'm talking about it, so maybe I'll post it.
Yeah, so okay, so where was the UFO? Where did you see it?
It was over our house, I would say, like coming from the west. Lizzie and I were walking outside in our front yard, and we saw this bright light. It was brighter than the stars. Because we live in a snitch world, you know, and I'm known for being a guy that pulls out his phone to record, like the kick, I fucking pulled my phone.
Really?
Yeah, like a snitch, and I'm recording it. And I'm recording the light, and it's, I'll show it to you, I'll show you the video, and we could probably clip it if you
please,
like.
Please, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And you'll see it here for the first time.
Exclusive.
Love
exclusive.
It.
Exclusive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So love this it. Is exclusive.
This is great. Yeah.
Speaking of snitching, I'm going to snitch.
Right here on the sweet
I'm
potato
I'm snitching pot. On the sweet potato pot.
Sweet potato pod with Todd. We ready?
Yeah, we're ready, buddy.
Here we go. Well, well, well. Welcome back to the sweet potato pod. I am Top Choice Todd Royce. What's up, Freddy Correa?
Ooh, that sounded sexy, dude.
Muy bien.
Muy bien.
Well, congratulations, you're our third in a row. Third Mexican in a row. And
I'm like,
Derek makes me keep track of that. I don't know why.
I would too. He made me sign a clipboard on the way
did
in.
It? Yeah, well, be careful with that. He's gotten a few new gardeners that way. So stupid. I don't know why.
he did ask me if I knew a little bit of gardening, and I said yes. I checked that one.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Then that's kind of on you, to be honest.
Yeah, well, you know, I enjoy it.
Okay, well, that's good. Yeah. What's up, man? Thank you so much for coming on and doing this.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the invite, bro. I'm excited to be here. This is cool.
Yeah.
And you're doing Skankfest?
Skankfest coming up. When this airs, it'll be next weekend right here in Las Vegas. It's my first time. How many times did you say you've done it?
Four.
Four.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Four as a performer.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
It's like the sixth one I'm going to be at.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I'm kind of jumping right into this, but they've already kind of talked about the possibility of not doing it in Vegas next year,
mm-hmm.
Which is sad. But then they said that they are going to, I guess they're really seriously thinking about doing it in New Orleans, which would be a blast.
Is that what they're saying?
That's what they're saying now, yeah.
Okay. So, for a little bit, I heard it was Florida, somewhere in Florida.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean,
people,
if I'm invited back, I'd be happy with either of those.
Yeah, yeah. I'm if I have the money, if I'm blessed enough to even buy a ticket, if I'm not invited back, I'll go just for the experience because it's badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about it. I don't think I've ever told this on the pod, but when I first moved to Las Vegas, it was like 2 weeks before Skankfest that year. And I got booked to do a show, and I won't say who it was, but I got booked to do a show in an undisclosed area. So you might know who this is because he can't legally tell people where the shows are at. And but he goes in the email, he said it's going to be during Skankfest, and I was like, fuck yeah, this is a way to get into Skankfest. And then when I went there, it was like 17 miles away from had nothing to do with Skankfest. It was just a show that happened during Skankfest.
Oh damn.
Yeah,
yeah. So
it's real pleasant. It's like if you know, if you go around telling people that, you know, you had an uncle that died in 9/11, and it turns out he just had like a car accident. And
yeah, it has nothing.
Jersey
to
do. Had nothing
yeah.
to do with the.
It's
towers,
just like yeah. those the street barkers in New York. So, you know, when they're like, "Hey, Jerry Seinfeld's gonna be here tonight," right. Chris Rock, and they show up, and it's just like unknown comics.
Yeah,
I got fooled by one of those ones. Yeah, they're like, "Ari Shaffir's gonna be here." I was like, "Oh, cool!" And then he was just never there.
Just a couple different Jews. Like, dude, that guy looks like Ari.
It's so weird that they can get away with that. Like, even I love him, but even LA Comedy Club comes very close because they have that big yeah. billboard up front. Yeah. It's like comedians, like fucking Kreischer and this guy and that guy,
yeah.
scoring. And then it's like none of those people have ever been here. They're just
no. And for a while, it would throw people off.
Yeah,
because I'd be like, I'm being LA comic, and people think I'm going to LA.
Right.
Like, no.
That's another one that's weird. Why is it called the LA Comedy Club? Any idea?
Yeah. So Matt and Joaquin, they're big fans of LA comics. And when they were coming up, you know, you have people like the Oyo Locos all the Latin comics were coming up in the 90s and the early 2000s.
Yeah.
So they were such big fans of LA comedy. And you know how New York has that stigma of like right. the best comics?
Yeah, yeah.
They wanted to kind of like, you know, how also another reason that they wanted to have a comedy club is Mitzi had her comedy store in Vegas at one point.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. That's
and that was the path they were trying to develop to come to Vegas. And they were kind of just doing something and to play that.
Okay.
You know, like, that makes homage.
I've always wondered about that LA comedy. I wonder mm-hmm. if it's going to continue to be that way. Like, I wonder if 10 years from now, they'll be like, the Austin Comedy Club at the fucking Venetian or whatever.
Probably. Yeah. I think at one point, you know how they have Gotham?
Yeah.
At one point, they were thinking of naming it to play along with the DC comics. Like they were gonna call like Metropolis or something like that, but it would be like that'd be the silly name for
yeah, that would be weird,
very, very weird. But then again, you got stuff like Bananas and whatever,
you know? Right? So yeah, like, yeah. If you opened a comedy club tomorrow, what would you call it? Do you think?
Chuckle fuckers. Yeah, just welcome all the chuckle fuckers
sure,
in.
Sure, sure.
You know,
ladies' night.
Ladies' night.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, comics love them because they laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
and you know, do other things.
They do other
things.
They do favors.
Married.
Yeah, same here. I, you know, get away from me.
Yeah, yeah.
In the
yeah.
name of God.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you heard the term chuckle fuckers before?
Yeah, I know what that is. Yeah.
Okay.
It's basically like, you know, like rock stars have groupies, chuckle fuckers groupies for comics.
Yeah. Yeah. I think chuckle fuckers is a lot better. When I was in wrestling, do you know what we called those girls? They were called arena rats. Like the old-fashioned term is arena rat. Which if you wrestled around the Portland area, you could see where where they got the name rat.
Damn, is this Mamba?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's straight vodka.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sober, by the way, but...
Well, then don't drink it. Are you really sober?
No.
Oh.
I took a break.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you took another sip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I took a break, but people thought I was like doing the whole sober thing. I was for a while, but I never did the whole post 100 days of sobriety. You know, I just did a break and it was good. Felt good.
Yeah.
And it felt like it gave me control.
That's good.
You know, because as an alcoholic, I am an alcoholic, but it's like I needed to take control. And I always admire what Bill Burr does. He just like, goes on the wagon for a while, 6 months, and he's like, or a year. Fuck, I did like a year and a half.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it was great. Yeah. Fucking not having a hangover was fucking amazing.
Right. Yeah. But then you were like, fuck it. It's not having a hangover isn't as great as being drunk.
Yeah, having fun and laughing with people is fun, you know, a lot fun. Yeah. It's like, fuck it, I'll take a hangover.
Yeah. Did you get a lot of people wondering what you were doing, what was going on?
Yeah, yeah. People asked. You know, my wife Lizzie did the same thing, and yeah, people asked. And of course, the first thing is like, why? What happened? Did you get a DUI or something like?
Yeah.
And I've always been like, the straight edge is not the right word, but very straight edge about not drinking and driving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so yeah. It's like that would never be me. But yeah, people thought there was like huge problems. It was like, nah, I just didn't control the alcohol. I don't have a crazy story like, oh, I fucking shit in a shoe like Joe right. List or something, you know? Like,
just got to that point. It's funny that you say that because I've always been so opposed to drinking and driving that my only very faded memories of the first time I got seriously shit faced. Was constantly looking at my friend and being like, dude, I don't even want to drive. Like, I wouldn't drive. Even if you told me, even if you were like, Dad, you need to drive, I'd be like, no, man, I can't drive. I'm too fucked up.
Yeah.
I was like, the whole time I'm just continually defending the fact that I'm not going to drive.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not a big drinker either. And I find that in the comedy scene around here, there's like, that's what people mostly know me for. Like, it's not the podcast, it's not Kill Tony or anything like that. People are like, you don't really drink, do you? It's. I was like, well, no, I'll have a drink. Or like if I ask, like, if I get a 7 and 7 or something like that, people are like, oh my God, really? You're going to drink? I'm like, I know I look like I live such a clean, healthy lifestyle. But.
I did. Yeah, I had no idea you drank.
Yeah, see?
You too.
You just found out. You don't have a shit face kind of face.
Yeah, I've never been a big drinker. Like, I've always been. So I think that I'm usually someone who, like, I drink because I enjoy the taste of what I'm drinking.
Yeah.
And then so I can have like one or two and then just be done and be fine. But if I get to that point where I start feeling it, mm-hmm. then I lose control.
Yeah.
So like that's why I've always kind of stopped away, because like I will go from, oh, this feels good, to blacked out.
Oh, okay.
So like I don't want to I don't want to do that.
That's how I am now.
Yeah.
Now that I'm a lightweight. Yeah. The other day I caught myself doing a shot with Monty. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm not built like this no more. Like, yeah. I need to fucking take it easy. And I sip now. I take it, you're a sipper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big sipper.
Yeah.
What about you, Derek? Are you a drinker?
No, I mean, I used to be. Now I'm just a weed guy, because I'm like you with hangovers. I'm like, getting older, I'm like, ooh, they're brutal now. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, this isn't me being my 20s anymore.
Yeah.
So weed guy now.
Yeah. And you could hack your body as much as you want, but, you know, eventually it will. For me, it was actually blood pressure. That was my rock bottom. My blood pressure was just high.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just hacking my body, like, to avoid the hangovers. I was like, prepping myself in my fanny pack, I would carry like two liquid IVs. So I would like pound one while I'm drinking at night, and then like probably on the way home, and I was like solid.
Yeah.
But then what you're doing in your body is you're adding all this fucking salt.
Yeah.
Retaining all water and shit.
Have you ever done one of those like IV drips, like the vitamin things next day? They say those work too, but I've never tried.
Oh, the actual?
Yep.
No, I haven't.
I haven't tried that.
Yeah.
I have a feeling
those gotta be the best though.
Yeah, probably. I'll bet we can figure out a way to get that done at Skankfest. I have a feeling those will be all over the place at Skankfest.
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised if they have that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
They pamper the comics there. The last few years they've had people giving massages for free. Yeah.
Oh, what? Nice.
Yeah. And I mean, Skankfest is paying them, you know, a great amount, whatever, for the hour. And of course, the masseuse are probably like thinking, oh, this is dope. There's so many comics, but they don't realize that comics are not going to be fucking tipping. No one's going to. Like, oh, this is free? Oh, hold on. Let me put my Doritos down real quick. Yeah, I got one next to Hans Kim.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't Hans Kim giving you the massage?
You know what? Yeah, you know, I think it was Hans giving me the massage. By the way, you were great on your last appearance too. You're always fucking prepared on Kill Tony.
Oh, thanks, man. I try. I'm actually stressing out a lot trying to think of what I'm gonna do for my minute in Las Vegas, because they're doing the Wednesday before Skankfest.
He said, "I'll see you in Vegas."
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really want to come back with something like extremely good.
Yeah.
And I have something. I have a bit in mind that usually does well. Like 9 times out of 10, it kills. Mm-hmm. But 1 time out of 10, it'll get like very mixed reactions. And I'm like, that mixed reactions in front of 5,000 people would be pretty rough. I still got a couple weeks to think about it, but I'm gonna.
But they know you. You have that on your side, which is great. You know, so if it's one of those bits, because you know how there's those bits that you have to like work the crowd a little bit before they're
right, you know, before they'd accept it. They have to trust you before they can. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. Well,
dude, I've signed up. I've watched Kill Tony since it started.
Yeah.
Since the very beginning. And my wife and I, we take trips to L.A. We've taken trips throughout the years, and I've signed up every time. Never been selected. Oh. Thank God. Holy shit. Because you know how it is. Like, you look back and you're like, oh, what the fuck? And it's like, even now I'm stressing it. And I'm going to go there. I'm going to get off early from work.
And go sign up.
And,
fuck yeah.
You know, shoot for the best. And what is cool, though, is that every time is like, man, the mentality of just preparing 1 minute at a time, it's such a great way for a comic to get better.
You
know, like, because sometimes I overhear some of the older comics, even like at Wise Guys, like, man, 3 minutes, I can't do nothing with 3 minutes. Like, 3 minutes, I know I made the voice sound black, but it's not a black not just a black dude, okay, just so you know.
This was another conversation with Hans Kim.
But like, yeah, you got to be able to kill like boom, boom, boom consistently, you know? So,
Yeah, and that is
terrifying.
Yeah, I think that like going up and doing Kill Tony so early for me, because like I think if I was gonna go do like if I had never done Kill Tony and he was coming here for Resorts World, there's part of me that'd be like, I don't know if I should do this. This is because it is very weird. The advantage that the thing that it gave me was realizing to like when I think that I have a really good bit or a really good joke or a really good chunk or whatever, to just trim the fat out of that and just like make it as quick to the punch as possible with each time. Cause I like to be able to have stuff that I've been doing for a while and then put it into my minute. But that being said, those guys like William Montgomery and Hans Kim and the guys that go up every single week and do a minute, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah,
you know, like at least they do have the advantage of, okay, I didn't do good this week, so I can really bring it in next week. Whereas like when I go down there, like I have to make sure that it's a fucking strong minute. But
yeah,
it is crazy though, because like people don't understand doing a half hour is a great time on stage. Doing 1 minute on stage is fucking terrifying.
yeah. How many appearances have you had?
I think nine. I think I've counted nine. Yeah,
that's dope. And the very first time, where was that at?
That was in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
So they did the Aladdin Theater in 2019, and I remember it's actually a really crazy thing because I legitimately feel like I manifested it because do you remember when the band used to, like the old band used to do characters?
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, I kept imagining they were going to come out as the feminists. And then I was going to get called, and then me and Jeremiah were going to wrestle on stage, and then kill Tony. And then Tony was going to give me the golden ticket. And I kept running that scene over and over again in my head for a month, and every single thing happened.
Yeah.
As soon as he brought the band out and they came out as the feminists, I was like, I'm good.
You wrote this up.
Yeah. And then later when he pulled the name out, and he goes, Todd Royce, I was like, yep, that's right. Oh, it just went up. Like I felt amazing.
Wow.
But it was like really cool. Yeah.
Are you into all that manifesting stuff?
Now I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really hadn't been up until that point. Like I'm a spiritual person or whatever I pray.
Yeah.
But I've never really been a like sit down and pictured. I've always been like a don't think too much about it because you're going to jinx it kind of guy.
Yeah.
And now I find like the more thought process that I put into it, the more it does seem to kind of create things, you know.
Yeah.
As Julio puts it, put your order into the universe.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
How about you? You ever?
Same. Yeah. Same. It just one of those things where like you start seeing, you know, I just learned a word recently, synchronicities or whatever. I don't even know if I'm saying it right.
Synchronicity.
Like they're like
synchronicity.
Like a coincidence.
Yeah, yeah, like you're in sync with like the universe kind of.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, stuff like that. So it's like little things that you're putting together, and like, I'm not religious. I grew up very religious, but I would consider myself spiritual.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, this doesn't make sense that this came to be because of this. It's like, okay, whatever, but thank you, universe, God, whatever it is, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, the first person I ever started learning about manifesting and stuff was a comic named Jesus Trejo.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, he did my podcast a while back. We actually did it at the Comedy Store in the basement.
Nice.
They had just built the studio.
Yeah.
And my wife, Lizzie, and I interviewed him. And he started talking, going into this book that he was reading called Think and Grow Rich.
Okay.
And it's all about manifesting. It's this dude like from the 1930s or 20s that studied Rockefeller. Okay. Rockefeller?
Yeah, yeah.
Fella?
I like Rockefeller.
Yeah, fella.
I like
that better, yeah. And I guess he studied the stories of from rags to riches and stuff and just started putting together all these different stories of entrepreneurs back in the day coming up and how the whole, you know, they call it different names, the law of vibration, law of assumption, the law of attraction, whatever, right. You know, they're all the same thing. It's all about starting, you know, with a thought, desiring something, and then putting in the work to make it happen. You know, that kind of thing. So ever since I talked to Jesus Trejo about that, it stuck with me. And, I see little things here and there in the algorithm. I'm sure I'm gonna get more now on my fucking Instagram.
Sure, yeah, about it. Yeah, definitely. Well, it is true though, because like The Secret was really big for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never read The Secret or anything, but I have read into it or looked into it.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely not like trying to tell people anything about it, other than one of its points was that law of attraction. If you put out positive energy, you're going to get positive energy back because you create like kind of the aura around you. If you're constantly negative and you're constantly pessimistic and all that sort of stuff, no matter what happens. My old boss used to say that we had a guy that worked with us, and he used to say, like, I could give him $1 million and he'd bitch because I gave it to him in 50s instead of hundreds.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Like, you can always just create that negativity. Yeah. And the opposite's true, too. You can create positivity.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the kind of attitude, I guess, the kind of attitude you're giving to the situations, right?
Yeah. 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 Absolutely.
You're going to give it a negative attitude, you're going to attract more.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's as simple as a wave. Like if I'm getting road rage, I'm driving, give a little bit of a wave to somebody that I fucked up. You know, I might have like cut him off or whatever. Put in a little bit of positive energy. It just changes everything immediately, like that.
Yeah.
What's the word? Disarms or no? It de-escalates.
De-escalates. Yeah. Yeah. It can do that, and it can also just do that for you personally too. Because I used to be the guy that was quick to flip people off, honk, scream. Every once in a while, I still am. But like if I get cut off or whatever, now I find myself more applauding or giving a very sarcastic thumbs up or whatever, and just be like, "Ah, good stuff." And then I realize if nothing else, it just makes me feel happier. Like now, instead of being like really pissed off, I'm like, you know, it makes me happier.
Yeah.
You know, and then I think about murdering them and their children. Yeah. And then that really makes me happy.
Yeah.
That's dude. Fun. But, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna transition here into something that I thought was kind of funny because you're talking about manifesting and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you saw this. So, not getting too political, but Canadian candidate becomes the first ever to receive zero votes. So, so he's the first person ever in the nation.
Is it Trudeau?
No.
Zero.
Zero. None, which I thought was insane. You don't have any friends, no family members at least.
Dude. Or even Harambe got some votes. What the hell?
What's even worse is if he had a bunch of friends and family and still got zero votes.
Yeah.
What's his name? Felice Antoine Hamal?
Mm-hmm. So he's one of 84.
He sounds like he's on the terrorist watch list.
Yeah.
Was one of 84 candidates to run in a Toronto by-election? So is this only for people that were into men and women? What's a by-election?
That's how gay Canada is, dude. Have a by-election.
This is our by-election.
Jeez.
Next week's the pan-election. After he and 76 others were approached by election reform group Longest Ballot Committee. That's the reform group, Longest Ballot Committee, which packed the race with candidates to successfully create the longest ballot in Canadian history. So of 84 candidates, he was the only one that got zero.
Wow.
Wow.
Even a couple other 600 candidates received two votes each at least. So it's like, that's my point. You had nobody? That's got to feel pretty demoralizing.
What was the office he was running for?
Yeah.
I think it was like a community thing, kind of similar to ours. You know what I mean? Where it's like a community council where like people can go and like, you know, this person's yard or we need a stop sign here or whatever like that.
Yeah.
Kind of thing like that. Like a town committee.
What he should have done is what they did in Mexico did you hear about that one?
Oh, the murder?
Yeah. When they assassinated. How many was it?
Yeah. It was like what? 36 or something?
36 yeah. different. Yeah, yeah. Elections throughout the country.
Yeah.
We got in a lot of heat because Big Irish J was on here.
Oh, yeah.
Right after it happened. And we were talking about it. And at no point did either of us say it was the presidential candidate. It was the presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
But when we said it was crazy, there was that many assassinations in one electoral cycle.
Yeah.
People were like, it wasn't all the presidential. It's like, nobody said it was. It's still insane, though.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
It's still wild.
It was wild, though. Everyone, like, ghost heard presidential election. It was never said, and everyone's freaking out. But it's like, who cares what election? That's insane that many people got assassinated.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and she's a Mexican Jew.
She is a Mexican Jew. That's where Jay famously said, see, the Jews run everything, even in Mexico.
Oh, there you go. He did his homework.
Yeah. He said he wasn't exactly surprised by this showing in the election, but he was amused to learn of his unusual new distinction.
All right. This sounds more like, I mean, for the office he was running for, is like...
Yeah, it doesn't sound very important.
No, it's like running for your HOA or something.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like it was, let's have a little fun here.
Yeah.
See how many of these hosers we can put on the...
Yeah, that guy probably even, he probably just signed up to get a plate of food or something. I don't know. He probably didn't even know he was running for something.
Do we have a picture of this guy?
Let me see.
Oh, I'm feel bad now. If you
know. I don't think it's that guy. No.
Okay.
It'd be great if it was.
I don't know if I think.
Is that just him?
Please don't let him be.
that's him. Wait, wasn't he allowed to vote for himself?
Yeah, what an idiot.
Did he not vote for
Why himself? Would you not vote for yourself?
Yeah, I think you can, right? That's a good point. Yeah.
First thing, when you run for class president, you vote for yourself. Everybody point. Thinks they're funny about it in school. Like, I'm voting for myself. That's
a
good point.
Yeah, and he made a little, well, I'm truly a unity candidate. Everyone agrees not to vote for me, but.
I ran for class president when I was in fifth grade.
Did you?
Nice. I changed my name to Freddie Bush.
What was your, did you have like a slogan or anything? Or
you read my lips. That's all I knew from George Bush.
Right.
I'm like, read my lips. And was that George Bush?
It was. It was George Bush Sr.
It was, right? Yeah, now that's that I think 92. It was.
Yeah, it's kind of a hard one. If it's a big Bush, it's hard to read the lips.
That is true. Whoa.
That's why we replaced him with Bill Clinton.
Yeah, it makes sense, dude.
He's like, I can read the lips.
I read them lips.
I read them lips with a cigar.
That was a Salvadoran Jew, Monica Lewinsky.
Really?
I'm just pointing out all the Jews.
Yeah, do you have a list?
I'm a Mexican Jew myself. I just, you know, that's what Jews do. We point each other out.
Are you really Jewish?
Oh, just by blood. DNA.
Right, okay.
My father.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't tell?
Wait, let me see the side. Oh, yeah. I see it.
I try to look at people straight forward most of the time.
Yeah.
I do have to know because I'm curious. Did you win? When you were fifth grade, did you win?
Oh, yeah.
No, I lost. Okay. I lost to this dude named Marvin.
Marvin?
Who later beat me up because I made fun of him. He was gay. And I had to be homophobic. I had
Hold
to
on.
Be. You have to. It was 1992.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that I was had a very to. Homophobic
That's my
time.
Excuse.
Yeah, that's true. So, oh, that's got to be rough for a fifth grader to be gay in 1992.
Well, he wasn't out. I was just like, you know, doing the whole trying to bully him because I was getting bullied by other kids.
Right, right.
And then one day he walked up to me and just kicked me in the balls. And I just stopped calling him gay. And maybe he wasn't.
Oh, so you don't even know if he was gay.
No, he was just feminine. You know how when you knew somebody was like, you know, I was trying to shame him.
Yeah.
And then you embarrassed me in front of everybody. I deserved it.
Do you have any kids?
No kids. You?
No, not that
Do
I know
Do you want to? Fuck yeah. Dinks.
Dinks, yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. If you did have a kid, what would you name him, do you think?
Todd Royce.
Yeah?
Hell yeah.
That's dude. Smart. That's yeah, a smart new move.
Want him to be successful.
It's sexy.
Yeah, sell rocks to Puerto Ricans. Make them eat it.
I just had someone we know message me today about that.
Oh, yeah?
About the whole Luis J. Gomez thing. And he's
what
like,
they ask you, was it staged?
Yeah. And he was like, a word on the street is... You guys colluded. Or actually, he said
he used
the word. Wait, first off, he said word on the street was it was a collision, and I was like collision, and he's like collusion, you know. And he's like, I heard that you gave him the rock before, but it was like it was really a nugget of weed. I was like, first off, who the fuck did you hear this from? No, I go, it's not like I called up my buddy Luis J. Gomez, and yeah. I was like, hey man, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like none of that.
People start rumors.
Oh, yeah.
All the time, dude. Yeah. It's like, you know, like the Raid Zone video?
Yes. Yeah.
I recorded that video. And Tino is the kicker. You know Tino Sanchez. Oh,
yeah.
I was the guy who recorded the kick.
Really?
Yeah, dude. My wife, too. So my wife was in the back. But anyway, the rumor people started was that I was the kicker. And my dumbass, I put my name on the video, I put Freddie Caree on the bottom right because I'm like, I'm going to get credit for this fucking editing.
Of course,
this is some good fucking editing.
Yeah.
And, but then I start getting hit up, even by the local news and shit. Like, and I guess it was kind of like a rumor I kind of started because I put my fucking name. I guess I started the fucking rumor. But yeah, dude, I had people hitting me up thinking, and I just redirected everybody to Tino. It worked out because he met people like Sam Tripoli and goes and does shows on the road with him and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
But man, you know Tino, right?
Yeah. Well, kid. I've met him. Yeah.
Nice. Real nice guy.
Yeah.
Are you a conspiracy guy? Because I know Sam Tripoli is like really big in conspiracy.
I love entertaining conspiracies. I'm just not like, I don't harp on them, but if you talk conspiracies with me, I fucking jerk off to it.
off the top of your head, what's your favorite conspiracy to kind of look into?
The moon is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially the dark side of the moon.
Yeah.
Like the other side, people talking about, you know, there's creatures or who knows technology that's really projecting stuff to the earth and to a simulation type of things like that.
I like, have you seen the ones about like the giants or whatever that people have supposedly seen in the Rocky or in the mountains? I just saw a video on TikTok where it was like these women were taking a picture of themselves. Mm. They were up in Denver or something in the mountains, and there's giant human skeletons and stuff like that. There was a whole series of videos where a guy saw like what looked like a giant up on top of a mountain. So then he went
saw
back.
That one.
Yeah.
And then did the guy die or something?
They say that he just stopped posting.
Stopped posting, right?
So was it a great hoax?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Yeah.
Or was it like he had that one video where he was just constantly looking off to the side? He's like, what I recorded before was a total hoax, not legitimate at all. I made it up. I was like, that was his last video.
Yeah.
I love shit. Like, that's why I always loved Andy Kaufman. Like, just, you know, like, when I research, he was gone before I was really a thing. But I loved all the Andy Kaufman stuff, the creative shit. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great, dude. I mean, driving up here, not disclosing where we're at, but around this neighborhood last year, I do a joke about this. There was that family that claimed a UFO landed.
And oh, yeah, we actually talked about that on the pod.
Yeah, we should.
That was around here, though? I didn't realize that.
A little bit further, but not super far from here.
Not super far.
Okay.
Yeah, not super far. And but that was around, you know, it's one of those things that's like, that's kind of like a conspiracy in itself, right? You know, it's only a year old, but I say it on stage, that story went away really quick.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It did, and they had multiple people on too that said the photo was not altered in any way, wasn't Photoshop, like legit people that aren't alien people that are just literally, that's their job.
That's right.
And they're like, these are untampered with photos, so it is creepy.
One of those people that they're like in forensics or I don't know, something like that. They studied it. Mm-hmm. They're not even UFO people.
Correct, that's what I'm saying. They're not like four UFOs, and they're like, it's not in touch. It's unexplainable. So
yeah.
Well, when it happened, it was in the month of June last year when they released the story, and it was the same week that they were gonna have that whistleblower in Washington, David Grush, and those Navy pilots that saw the Tic Tac.
Yeah, they're on Rogan, all that stuff. Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah,
exactly. Well, that all happened. It was all released the same exact week with the North Vegas people. Almost like if it was a distraction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, that might be a conspiracy type of thing. I don't know.
I mean, there's so much of stuff like that just all of a sudden disappears because of like things that are I'm sorry. Epstein's Island is still such a wild, if you really think about what all that was.
Yeah.
And then so many different lists were put out.
Mm-hmm.
And so many crazy names were on the lists.
Dude,
that you all of a sudden, it's like now you can't trust anything that you see. And then it's like, well, let's just forget all about the fact that the people who run this country and the richest people in the world were all a part of this little sex ring with teenagers. And it's like, yeah, I guess we got to forget about it because no one knows the truth. And we're never going to find, you know, no one's ever going to just come forward and tell us the truth about it.
No. And even people that are hardcore on like Trump being somebody that's going to release him and all that. Just watch the interview he did with Lex Fridman. And I'm not going to lie, I like Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But when they asked him about that, he just kind of like brushed it off a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of like, oh yeah, that's, those are interesting files, you know, whatever. And yeah, we'll probably definitely take a look at it. Oh, but the Kennedy, we're going to release the Kennedy files. Like, no one gives a fuck anymore about the Kennedy right. files, dude.
Anyone involved in the Kennedy stuff is dead.
Yeah. No one right. cares anymore.
Right. Let's try to do one from this century.
Yeah. The yeah. people are still alive. The victims are still alive.
Yeah.
It's like, so I don't mean to be political.
No, it's good.
But people,
we're all that, about politics.
Oh yeah. Well, people that get
sweet potato pod.
Yeah, I love sweet potatoes. Yeah, but people that get all hardcore, like on the right or the left, it's like they're all fucking lying to us.
It's the stupidest thing. No. Again, I've said this before. I don't get too engulfed in politics, not because I don't want to separate the audience or anything like that, but mostly because I spent too much time in pro wrestling. I know what it's like when yeah. you have two people, two sides pretending to hate each other
yeah.
to rile up the fan base.
Exactly. Like
that's all politics are. And it is so crazy that like I used to when people would get on there and be like, "Well, no, Trump didn't know anything about Epstein, or Clinton didn't know anything about Epstein." It's like if Epstein is running this island, Epstein and Ghislaine are running this island where they are involving the richest, most powerful people on the planet, then, and we know Epstein knew Trump, we know Epstein knew Clinton, you know that they at least got pitched what was on that island.
For sure.
Whether they went there, whatever, like I said, I don't think we'll ever truly know.
They knew
some
funny business was happening.
But they knew something was going, he was definitely looking at Trump and Clinton and being like, "Hey guys, you gotta come check this out."
When the Louis C.K. thing was happening, when it blew up.
Yeah.
Before it blew up, I think it's safe to say that most of us knew already.
Yeah.
The rumor of jerking off in front of girl comedy, we all thought it was funny, or some people thought it was weird or whatever. And like, I mean, even that comic, Sarah Silverman, she thought it was
yeah.
funny or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. She would joke about it all the time. Yeah.
Right. She even said, she like, sometimes I would say, "Yeah, sure, go ahead." And sometimes yep. I say no. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is just a comic that jerks off.
Right.
Another Jew. And Epstein. But what you're saying is so true. If you're going to get on a plane to go to an island, you know a little bit of what goes on there.
Right, exactly.
Some hanky-panky, something.
Yep.
Well, it's like the Bill Gates. He went like 30-something times. He's like, "I didn't know what was going on."
What? Getting a little nerd dick sucked. A little penis. The little Bill Gates penis was getting a suckaroo.
What was the scientist's name? The one in the wheelchair.
Oh, Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking. Yeah, thank you. When he was on the list.
Yeah.
And then it was all the stuff about little people and all that sort of.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. Right? What?
I maybe see what? This again. Maybe this isn't even true.
There's little people in the island.
I understand that his thing was when he would go down there in order to like chill out or whatever, he'd watch like wrestle oh, yeah. each other or something.
Oh.
Is that what it was?
I know one of the things with Stephen Hawking too that's funny, was that he cheated on his wife with his nurse too, which I always thought was like an interesting thing too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So it doesn't surprise me that. No, it looks like a book is only coming up, so they definitely have that concealed if that is a thing. But
into I love the what Stephen think Hawking it, into little people.
What do you think the nurse saw in him? His eyes, right?
It had
his
to be eyes. That.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Maybe, a little drool.
Yeah.
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 She was into. I'm sure it had nothing to do with money or fame or anything.
No, 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 no.
No, absolutely not. Well, you know what time it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's time to go off the Todd rope.
Oh, snap.
Have you ever seen this? Do you know what this is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
cool,
yeah.
cool.
I was going to play it, but he actually said he's watched the show.
Oh, so nice.
That's
okay.
I was like, oh, he knows.
I'm a fan. Perfect. First time. Oh, yeah. Long time.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Maybe we should do a spinoff, just the three of us, the Sweet Potato Conspiracy Pod.
This, yeah.
We could just dive deep into every conspiracy theory.
I love it. I'm a big fan.
I'm too,
it's
yeah.
just interesting.
Sweet Potato Menudo.
All right, first one, here we go. What's the most adventurous thing you've ever done in your life? Epstein's Island?
Other than that,
yeah.
I went to New York City by myself and all grown up in 2018 without my wife to Skankfest.
Wow. Oh, shit. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That. I told the wife, you're staying home.
Yeah.
I'm going to Skankfest.
Did she know what Skankfest was, or was there a moment where she was like, what the
fuck? No, I had to explain everything, and I had to do a lot of FaceTiming. No, she was hella chill. It was like, she would watch Legion of Skanks with me.
That's
cool. I was a big fan, and I remember I had submitted, never heard back, and that's why I tell people, I'm like, just buy a ticket and go. And, I went, and it was a fun adventure, man. I went, again, Jesus Trejo was the one that gave me the idea to go to New York when he's like, Freddie, you need to get out of Vegas, go hit up a big city like New York, rent a hostel, just take a backpack and just hit up open mics. They have a website with all these spots. You can hit up 4 or 5 a day. And I did that. And I also went to Skankfest, so that was cool.
Damn, dude.
And I bombed. I wasn't in Skankfest, but Big J let me do a spot, and I ate shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was great. Oh, dude, it was. When I say it was an adventure, like you said, it was an adventure because I discovered a lot of things. Like, I ran into people I had not seen in years. When I got to Skankfest, I ran into this coworker from Reno, Nevada. We had not seen each other probably like 12 years. I had no idea he was into Legion of Skanks or into comedy. Right. We were just cable guys in Reno.
Yeah.
Back in the day. We run into each other. He comes up to me. He's like, hey, are you Freddie Correa? And I looked at him. I'm like, oh, shit, Stacy Gomez. And then I'm like, hey, dude, what are you doing here? He's like, I'm a fan. I'm like, oh, well, I'm a comic. I'm all telling him, but I'm not in Skankfest, but, I'm a comic. And then I told him, Big J gave me a spot tonight. And it was the kickoff night, 2018. And I'm like, you should stick around. I'm gonna do a spot. And bro, Ari goes up, Steve Renazzisi, Kim Khan, and everybody, all the killers. And then little by little, the room started clearing out because Legion of Skanks was gonna start upstairs,
right,
the main pod. And there it is, my friend I haven't seen in like 12 years, and he's there with his wife, another friend, and like 4 other people. And I just eat shit, bro. And it was just, oh. It was rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was crickets. And I just, the guy after me was so angry at me because the guy before me did great. So it's not because people left. It was I ate shit. So I just
he was sitting there going like, oh, this.
Yeah.
Build it up.
And yeah. And then I just shit the bed. I stunk it up.
But then like the next year you came back and just killed it. I'm hoping that's the end of the story.
No.
No?
No. No, it was fun. Next year I actually got to get in it's been nothing but fun after that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to this next weekend.
Yeah.
It would be cool if they did it in New York again. I want to go to New York and do that. I want to do the week or whatever in New York, even if it's not Skankfest.
But yeah, just to go out there and just hit up different spots, man, around town. And it's such a fun adventure just going out. I mean, right now, though, too, it's kind of crazy, though. I don't know. It's kind of crazy right now with the way it is. It's a lot of crime right now.
Sure. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're going to get that anywhere. Aurora.
Yeah. 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 Like, yeah.
If you were to write a book, what would it be about?
If I was going to write a book, I'll probably write a book about how to make good microwave food.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Like a cookbook for...
Yeah, a cookbook for microwave. Yeah. There you go. A cookbook. Yeah, write a book on how to make some good microwave food. Yeah.
What's your favorite microwave food to make?
I definitely like the burritos, like the green chili frozen burritos. As a kid, my older sister introduced me to burritos, frozen burritos. You throw ranch, a little Tabasco, and a Diet Coke.
Okay.
That's fucking amazing. I just dip that shit. Boom.
So that's okay. So
I'm gonna eat that shit tonight, bro.
Here's how stupid I am. I thought you meant you were gonna like. So when the pizza says put it in for 3 minutes, you can put it in for 2 minutes and 30 seconds. But you're actually talking about how to like add to it to like the ranch with the burrito. Ranch, by the way, ranch with burrito. You ever done that?
Good combinations.
So good, dude.
Yeah, no, I could get down and make like a really good gourmet fucking wet burrito.
Yeah.
Yeah, and get some like nacho cheese, like cheese dip.
Yeah.
And just sprinkle it and fancy it up, and it make it look like it's from Lindo Michoacan, you know. But it's, yeah, no, just putting food together at home.
There you go.
Just garbage food. That's it.
Yeah. What's your favorite garbage food?
Like fast food or like?
Well, just like anything. Just anything that you eat that you're like, I'm of a certain age. However old you are, I think you're about, what, 31, 32?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, or 42.
And you're like, I probably shouldn't be eating this right now.
Damn.
At this age.
Okay, it just happened right now. I just ate a Big Mac.
Oh, yeah.
And it might sound like, what a puss. But I haven't had a Big Mac in a month.
You're proud of a month?
Wow. That's a lengthy time to be away from the old Big Mac. Yeah.
And on the way over here, there was one, and I'm like, fuck. And I stopped and got me that right now.
So you were eating the Big Mac on the way here?
I was eating it when that Mexican lady saw me in the car creeping out. In her stroller.
If you were given one wish, what is something completely ridiculous that you would wish for?
If I had one wish, if I had one wish, I would like to find out, fuck, why we're here.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a deep one. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
And I'll just waste it on that.
Yeah.
Oh, that? Okay.
Because what if it is just like, well, it's just coincidence. It just happens.
Yeah, synchronicity.
There you go, bud.
Like, oh, really? That? Oh, fuck.
Still didn't satisfy you? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be walking by with my multi-$1 million that I just wished for.
Now, I have a question, though. If they told you something crazy, would you keep it to yourself or would you try to tell people about it?
That's a great... Ooh. And I've had this thought before. I've actually thought about this before. Keep it to myself. Because here's the thing. This is why we have crazy people. Because people don't keep shit to themselves.
Yeah.
You know? Like the Mexicans that called... the family that
just
called...
Just end the episode right there. Like, the Mexicans... See you next week, everybody.
The Mexicans. It's a good cliffhanger.
No, but the ones that called in about the aliens.
About the aliens. It's like, you could see in the video when the cops are there and the cop, the dad is probably like freaked out. Like, what the fuck? You know, they're talking about, we have tractors back there with and forklifts without permits. What the fuck are you doing calling the cops?
Right.
For a Mexican to call the cops.
Yeah.
You got to have a real reason, right? Okay, I get it. But I saw a UFO or I saw something recently. I haven't posted it online, but now I'm talking about it, so maybe I'll post it.
Yeah. So, okay. So where was the UFO? Where did you see it?
It was over our house, I would say, like coming from the west. Lizzie and I were walking outside in our front yard, and we saw this bright light. It was brighter than the stars. Because we live in a snitch world, you know, and I'm known for being a guy that pulls out his phone to record, like the kick. I fucking pulled my phone.
Really?
Yeah, like a snitch. And I'm recording it. And I'm recording the light. And it's, I'll show it to you. I'll show you the video. And we could probably clip it if you
please,
like.
Please, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And you'll see it here for the first time.
Exclusive.
Love
exclusive.
It.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
So love this it. Is exclusive.
This is great.
Yeah. Speaking of snitching, I'm going to snitch.
Right here on the sweet
I'm
potato
I'm snitching
pod.
On the sweet potato pod.
Snitch potato pod.
So this light is just, it's moving across. And I tell Lizzie, hurry, come outside. And she's watching it. And we're just astonished, like, what the hell is it? There's no sound. There's no blinking lights. Like if it's an airplane, usually you see a blinking light. And then it fades away. It just fades. It doesn't like go away like it didn't go away. Like I can't say that it moved away real fast. It looks like it just went.
Weird.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
That is interesting. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like especially the fact that because if it was, I mean, I'll look at the video and I'll give my expertise.
Yeah, I'm gonna need that.
Yeah.
And this happened this year on May 2nd. And of course, I'm joking. I think you should always report if you see shit like that. I just been lazy. But like, it's happened.
You just haven't gotten around to it. Yeah, in the last just haven't. 5 months.
Yeah, just yeah. No, honestly,
if you see something, say something eventually.
You know what it comes down is the ego. If I don't get enough likes, I'm be like, fuck.
Right. Yeah, I get that.
I'm like, fuck. I only got 100 views. Is saving this shit. And so now it's going to be on you.
Right.
So if I don't get the views.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. This better be the most watched clip of our entire show. Yeah,
we got to set the new bar. Yeah.
A real life UFO.
Yes. A real UFO. And just to give you a little link or a little connection, I'll send you guys a link of TMZ a month after I saw mine, my UFO, May 2nd. In June, someone else in Vegas reported they saw something, and it looks just like fucking the video I'm going to show you.
Really?
Ooh, it's okay. A glowing, like a sphere or whatever the fuck it is.
And, are you sure it wasn't the sphere?
Yeah. It better not.
Yeah. That would suck.
And I thought maybe it might be that Elon Musk lights, but I think those are multiple ones.
Yeah.
This one looked like it was glowing. It didn't look like a solid shape, or it was weird.
I gotta check it out. I'll show you. That's interesting. Yeah. There is always the possibility, because it's so close to Cinco de Mayo, that it could just be. You know, we're used to seeing a lot of aliens in the country,
dude,
on Cinco de Mayo.
Exactly, and this this is why aliens shouldn't snitch on other aliens.
Well, cool. Well, why don't you give us your upcoming dates, and then we'll post the video like right after that.
Yeah. So September 20th. I'm going to be at the Oyo Casino with John Hilda.
Yeah. The Hilarious 7, right?
Hilarious 7, yes.
You've done those shows already, right?
I did it before the pandemic.
Oh, you haven't done it since then?
No.
It's so much better now. The comics that they have now, like Todd Royce. No, I guess it's basically the same, but it's such a fun show, fun concept.
What is it? The timer, right? There's a timer right at 7 minutes. Or what?
No,
is
10 minutes.
10 minutes. You get the smoke. Do they throw the smoke still?
Yeah, the smoke. Yeah. Lights go off. The alarm goes off. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's always the funnest thing in the world to try to just make sure that you're just ending right at the ten minute mark.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
How many brown and black people go over? You could say
it. How many go over?
Yeah.
What do you mean go? Oh, go over their time. Well, the
that went over.
The brown people go over quite
a bit. Whoa, the brown people.
You said the brown and black people. The brown people go over a lot. The black people usually show up too late to even be there.
Oh. Touché.
Dude, thank you so much for coming on. This was so much fun.
Absolutely, bro.
You got to come back.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
Can't wait to see you at Skankfest. We're going to have a fucking great time.
I'm hoping the audio doesn't work on this one so I could get invited back.
You'll get invited back either way. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do like a special conspiracy thing, and we'll just dive into some watch it or something.
So that might be too, because I think a special conspiracy thing that would be really fun.
Yeah.
So leave in the comments how much you want to see like a conspiracy episode, and whether you do or don't, we'll do it. And then the other one, I think you, me, Jocelyn, and Adam, if we could do that as a post.
Hell yeah!
Ooh, that Skankfest one. Yeah,
you can make that happen. Yeah,
that could be fun.
Hell yeah!
All right, brother.
All right, cool, man.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks so much, Freddie.
Almost shook your hand.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Later.
I almost reached over and shook her hand again. I'm like, fuck.
I mean, it really saw glowing.
Yeah, it's probably like a helicopter.
It looks like
bright. It's glowy, huh?
I've never seen that look glowy. Yeah, it looks very glowy. It looks like a star moving almost.
Mm-hmm. It's so bright. It's like a foggy.
Yeah, it's very foggy.
I don't hear engines.
I don't think that's a plane.
Oh, come over here, mama. Baby, come over here.
Where's your binoculars?
No, come over here. I don't know what that is.
That's not a plane, baby. Look, it went away. It's not glowing no more.
Yes.
What? It's like a star. It's disappearing.
Yeah.
It disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone.